Their brain had ultimately two choices. Choose to be someone that they were not, because the situation required it. Or choose to be themselves and be eternally punished and rejected by someone else as a consequence. Most children in this position, with a toxic person overpowering them, would choose the former. This results in the brain choosing the safer alternative, them being what someone else wants them to be, instead of risking their survival by being true to their own identity. You can see how this is an extremely damaging situation in which the narcissist grows and develops in. He ultimately accepts that he must lie, pretend, cheat, act, and be whatever the other more powerful person wants him to be. He becomes the ultimate people pleaser. He denies himself all that a normal developing child should be allowed, such as building self-esteem and self-confidence. In many ways, he becomes just like the toxic person who is in power over him. He builds a trauma bond with that person. This person may have been his narcissistically abusive father or his narcissistically abusive mother. There are many other abuse types that he may have been slave to, such as a drug addict or alcoholic as well. But many narcissists become so because there was a narcissistically injured